yeah. Yo, check me out. It's late at night. Hella tight. We be doing this podcast because we trying to get some ass. And I got that class. I be smoking on the grass. Not trying to be crass because I'm not a rude dude. What's up? Andrew Anselm.
Joshua Murray.
And the hostess with the mostest mimosas are here for the podcast of the Dinner Society. And we have with us, I don't know if he's going to be a very active member, but we have our friend.
Our professional.
Just say your name.
Introduce yourself, brother.
Yeah. I'm Chris.
Chris. Yep. Chris. And,
you know. This is Chris. You might remember him from our other podcast where he was conducting research. In fact, he's doing some right now.
Yeah.
So that's why he might be quiet, although we urge him to participate.
Just trying to find the square root of 69. 8 something.
Square root of 69 is 8 something.
Yeah.
Research.
Oh, yeah. So, wow. What's new, Josh? I mean, we did a podcast at your lake house, but that was under the influence of some intoxicants, i.e. alcohol. So,
And Eric, I think we can count Eric as an intoxicant. I think he Eric lowered our IQ a little bit.
You know what?
Eric was toast. He was gone.
Oh, well, in multiple facets of the word. But in any case, that's true. Let's catch up, pal.
Hanging out today. We've been hanging out. We've been talking. We've been talking about life, relationships, fucking everything.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know, man. It's been a fun life. It's summer. Yep. Hopefully this will be a good time.
Well, you know, we all just finished our first year of college. As y'all know, I was in a relationship. Now I'm single and ready to mingle. So ladies, snap to me like a Pringle.
Whoa. Single Pringle.
I was going to say Pringle, dude.
Really?
I can dig it, yeah.
Dude, same wavelength.
Dude, same wavelength. So ladies, you know, follow me at Instagram at They Call Me Tex. Thank you.
That's how he does it. He posts some funny pictures. Some fun pictures.
Yeah, some
having fun with your crew.
With my crew.
Yeah.
So what's new with you, Josh? Still doing a bonfire, obviously.
Oh god, yes. Bonfire A.
Whoop! That was loud.
Damn straight, it's loud.
People are already sleeping.
I don't care. I'm young, dumb, and wild, and riley. I'm riled. But yeah, no, bonfire is fun. Leadership position, it changes me, man. It's changing me. Even though it's only been, I don't know, a little while. Since February? What is that, 3 months? Yeah, it's been about 3 months.
Well, I mean, you know, leadership positions, you know, require a lot of responsibility and maturity. I mean, it makes sense, dude. Like, you're growing up, I guess. We're all growing up. And, you know, college is like an opportunity, the best opportunity, I dare say, other than, you know, getting kicked out of the house and having to have a job.
Being forced to grow up?
It's being forced to grow up, exactly.
Grow up! I don't want to grow up.
Oh, I don't want to grow up. That's the thing. Growing up sucks, dude. I don't know. I wouldn't say I have Peter Pan syndrome, but...
Is that a thing, Peter Pan syndrome?
It is a thing.
Is that a thing just...
No, it's a real thing.
...that people say, or do psychologists sit down with their pencils and notebooks and say, hey, you are a magical little fuckboy who can fly, and you're corralling a bunch of little tards to follow you.
So a therapist will sit down, right, wipe that pencil out, start pencil fucking the notepad, and say, listen, you're obviously opposed to growing up. You know, you're childish, immature, and you're unwilling to mature. You have Peter Pan syndrome.
Man, sometimes I wonder what life would be like with Peter Pan syndrome. I think being a kid, my whole life would be fucking fun. Just run away and, like, live in the wilderness and fucking, like, every once in a while come back to civilization to get some bread, you know, some peanut butter. Peter
carbs.
Pan, peanut butter, carbs all the time.
Yeah, Peter Pan. I have Peter Pan syndrome. I
can't stop eating peanut butter.
Can you imagine? What did you just do?
Messing with my laptop.
Jesus. No, what was I going to say? The thing is, it's called Peter Pan syndrome, right? Implying that, you know, it's a syndrome. It has negative connotations. At some point, you know, while it can be a fun mentality for you, it will start to negatively affect your life, probably, right? Because at some point, you got to grow. You have to have a job. You have to be self-sufficient. You can't live in mom and pa's basement all along, like, your whole life. They're gonna pass away.
The thing is, though, with growing up, you lose your energy. Like, I've been saying this for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost me mojo, man. Fucking, I'm definitely not as energetic as I used to be. Yes. I don't know, you listeners out there, some of you may know me. Some of you may know me for my craziness. But I feel like I'm a little tame. Been put in a cage, and some man with a whip and a chair has been, like, fucking cracking at me.
Josh, if you was real, you would know that Austin Powers had his mojo physically taken out of him. But he really didn't. See, they extracted what they thought was his mojo, but you can't take someone's mojo. It's all psychological. It's up in that noggin of yours, pal.
But someone did take something out of my body.
Oh, they took something out of your body, all right. It's just not from your head.
From well.
The, from,
well.
The other head. Well, it depends which. What do you mean by head? That was a sex joke, ladies and gentlemen.
By head, I mean my kidney. So, yeah. Yeah, I woke him in a tub filled with ice, and my kidney was gone, so.
That's kind of fucked up, yo. That's insensitive. If anyone's actually, like, had their organs stolen, it's like, listen to this.
We're
like,
very sorry.
Like, you prick.
We are just joking.
You sick fuck.
We are joking.
Are we, though?
Not really. I mean, Charlie the Unicorn made that joke, and it was fucking popular as shit. Why can't I make that joke?
That was good. That was a funny little video.
Well, we're funny. We are funny.
Are we Charlie the Unicorn funny, though?
Well, we're just not as known, dude.
We can be. That's true. We
can be.
Yeah, spread the word. The bird is the word. Actually, oh. Duner is the word.
Dune is the word. We'll put that on a t-shirt if anyone's interested in buying that shirt.
Dune is the word. We need more ideas. We need to expand our constituency.
Repertoire.
No, it's constituency. Well, yes, repertoire. Our, you know, audience, our demographics. I wish we could know who listens to this. If anyone listens to this, like who they are, what they do.
Yeah, reach out. What's their story? Yeah, reach out and contact us. It'd be fun to talk about our constituents on this podcast.
You want to, speaking of stories, that reminded me, you know,
yo.
This year at Boston College has really taught me, I started to develop this philosophy, which, you know, is, I feel like kind of a truth. Everyone is the main character of their own story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is always the victim. Everyone is always, like, the hero. They're supposed to get the girl or guy in whatever scenario. So when you look at it like that, you know, if you look at it through that perspective, that 360 view, it really changes shit up for you, dude, because it can allow for a sort of compassion. Like, you understand why someone acts a certain way because you understand they're that doing it they, in reaction to something else. They, to them...
There's a word for that. It's called Sonder. Realizing that everyone you come in contact with has lives as intricate and complex as your own.
It's called Sonder?
Sonder.
How's this? S-O-N-D-E-R?
Yeah, that's right.
Never heard of that word. That's interesting.
It's a crazy word. Am I right, Chris?
Yeah, it's actually a very good song by this guy named Direct. You can find him on SoundCloud.
Hmm.
Really good.
That is some good input. I'm glad you spoke up.
It has some really, really chill songs.
Yeah, Chris is our music expert, as well as our expert.
He's our everything expert.
Yeah, but when it...
He's even an expert on experts.
Yeah.
Like, how many experts do you know, man?
At least five.
Me.
Oh, that's all he needs.
Ooh, he's the only expert. He's the only expert he'll ever need. That's pretty true, actually.
He's a guru. It is true. You know, I was about to say something really, like, stupid and philosophical. I was like, what is truth? But I'm like, nah.
Well, let's talk about it, though. What is truth? Is truth the thing we think of when we say right or wrong? Or is truth the absolute mystery of the universe unraveled and veiled before our very eyes, living out every moment, every presence. Every moment is living and experiencing itself in awe, and every moment is interacting with other moments. And shit, I'm running out of shit to say.
Hey, pal, look at me.
Yes.
Look at me, yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I was hoping you would, like, jump in there with some
philosophy.
New age bullshit.
New age bullshit. Well, I will say this. I feel like truth is all about perception, right? So, like, if you...
Ooh, it's subjective, ain't it?
To some extent. I mean, there is an objective truth. There is the truth that, like, water is wet because wet means wet. And water happens to be that trait.
Because us as humans have decided that, hey, this, like, you feel wetness on you. You're like, let's come up with a word with that. That means wet.
But on the
what caused it?
On the same token, if someone whose first language is not English learns English, but learns for whatever reason or is miscommunicated to believe that dry means wet, then to them the truth is water is dry. So, again, perception can fuck with you. If you believe that something is, like, reality, that something is true, right, then that becomes a truth to you. And some argue that, like, that's what faith is, like, you know.
I wonder if other cultures have different color wheels. Like, we have red, yellow, and blue as our primary colors.
Right. Ours, it's red, yellow, blue, correct.
Yeah, because, like, those add together and make other colors. I wonder if other cultures are like, yo, ours are purple, green, and orange, and when you take away colors, blah, 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 you get your next level.
Well, I feel like...
See, it's how you calculate your colors. It's what defines them.
I feel like red, yellow, and blue is kind of like a universal thing, because those are used in pixels.
Red, green, and blue is.
Or, oh, shit, you're right.
Why is
why
that?
Why don't they use yellow? That would make more sense, right? Maybe because that is a cultural thing. And
I mean, it's weird because they you see yellow on your screen, so it works. I think that's more of a comparative thing because the rest of your screen is not yellow. So if you show something that's relatively yellow, your brain perceives it as actually, wholly, truthfully yellow.
You know what else is strange to me? The idea that,
sweet,
like,
color.
Yeah, you know, the idea that, like, a thing is a color because it absorbs every color but that. Right, so basically everything that it's not, think about it, it's reflecting, if something is yellow, it's reflecting the yellow light, but it absorbs the red, green, blue, etc., etc. So it's everything but what you see.
It's names. Our society comes up with names, and it's cool.
You know what I've wondered? You know what I've always wondered?
What?
What if people perceive colors differently? So what looks like red to you looks like green to me, but we're all taught to call it red. You can't know, can you? I don't think you can know.
Well, what preschool did you go to? Because everyone in my preschool class knows colors the exact same thing.
No, no. So what I'm saying is, like, you and I will look at a shirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll both call it red.
Yeah.
But to me, it looks like what red looks like. But to you, it looks like green.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like different. We see different things, but call it the same thing. So whenever we see it, we're seeing something different, but we're always going to call it the same thing.
Yeah, I wonder, like... Moments like that make you want to jump into the other person's head and,
right,
and experience from there. Exactly. If you could, would you, like, know everybody's thoughts?
That's interesting.
Like as a superpower or whatever, like, just know what everyone's thinking around
you? I wonder
you.
If other people think the way I do. Like, TV has, like, a generic thought, like, you know, like, someone's voice inside their head. But, I mean, I feel like my thoughts aren't that, what's the word I'm looking for? Not necessarily organized, just that well spoken.
Do you have multiple voices in your head?
That'd be schizophrenia, pal.
Not really.
Well, that's what schizophrenia really. Is.
Schizophrenia is when you believe that the voices are coming from other entities in your mind.
Really?
Isn't it? Yeah.
I believe
it's like it's not coming from you. Like, you're being told to do something.
People confuse schizophrenia with dual personality all the time, and it's not a split personality. And the reason for that is that because... The word schizophrenia comes from the words meaning split in mind.
Split mind.
Split mind. But it means, like, your mind is divided, as in, like, you know, I believe it means as in, like, the voices are arguing versus, like, you're split into two different minds. It's a common misconception.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Educate yourselves, bitches.
I feel
educate
like...
Educate yourselves.
I feel like common misconception is a very used phrase.
Common misconception. It's, like it's used by people who think they're smart.
Yeah, and I was
going to
say, it's a pretentious phrase, right? It's like,
yeah.
Well, that's a common misconception, but I know better. It's
like, I know, because I watched a YouTube video about it.
Seriously.
I watch Vsauce.
Well, you know, Vsauce is very, actually, you know, enlightening, dude.
Vsauce is awesome.
He explained one time why, like, miraculous events or coincidences or whatever, something like that. Like, something about how, on average, every 30 days, like, some... event will occur, like an event will occur.
Y'all.
And if different people experience different events, like, in different periods, then, like, they could have the same event at different times, whatever, but they'll both, like, talk about it later on. Something like that. I forget. I don't even remember what I was saying. I got really tired out of nowhere.
Tired? Just tired? Are you tired, man? I mean, we've been hanging out for a while, but...
Well, I woke up early. I bet you did. Oh, I remember why I woke up early.
Why?
I told you.
I do not remember.
I had a...
To masturbate?
No.
Dude, I masturbate in the morning, too.
No, dude, I masturbate...
And at night, I mean...
Sure. Oh, I mean, I masturbate 5 times a day.
No, at work.
You do it at work?
What?
Wait. If I did it at work, I'd be arrested because I'm a camp counselor. So
that's what I do with the other counselors, fucking like bunnies.
That's weird.
Isn't that what happens? Like, camp counselors just get freaky with each other all the time.
Maybe at stayaway camps, but I go to a day camp. I work in a day camp, though.
That's no fun. That is no fun.
I honestly love working with kids, dude. It's probably because I am a little kid at heart. I relate with them.
Dude, I'm telling you, don't grow up. It's more fun. Man, if you don't grow up, you can, like, fucking not get a job and just travel your whole life.
I don't know.
Just traveling your whole life would be so fun. So fun. There's so many things I want to see, so many things I want to experience, right? Like, I want to see, yeah, Stonehenge, the Great Wall of China. I've seen the Eiffel Tower, but, like, I just want to go to countries
that have... Here, man, I'll be right back. I'm not feeling too well. I'll be right back.
Oh, my gosh. All right, bye, Josh. Yeah, Josh is gone. Thank goodness. Yeah, who is it?
Oh, hey, guys. Man, I heard you talking. It sounds like a podcast, man.
Hey, it is a podcast.
Hey, man, my name is Josh.
Oh, what's Josh?
Yeah.
Do you, Josh?
Josh, yeah, my name's Josh.
Hey, you know my...
Some call me the Worldwide Whacker, bro. Like, yeah, going on some adventures, man.
Are you...
I'm good.
You look familiar. Are you related to Josh, my co-host? Do you know him? Josh Murray?
Man, doesn't ring a bell.
You look... You're the spitting image, I swear. And you have the same name. That'd be strange, though.
It would be strange, but I mean, man, whatever. This world's full of strange things. It's good to experience them every once in a while. It's good to savor the moment, you know?
Well, how do you like to savor the moment?
Man, plenty of ways. You know what? One way in particular, I do this often. What I heard... Well, who's this Josh? Was he talking earlier? I think I overheard him saying something
Josh?
About...
Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Murray.
Yeah, your friend. I think I overheard him saying something about masturbating.
Yeah, he said the word masturbate.
Man. Okay. So here's my thing. That's the key to happiness, man.
Masturbation is the key to happiness.
It's the key to, like, just being in the moment and just experiencing all you can experience within the moment, bro.
What about sex?
So, dude, man, that's good. That's good. But, I mean, when you don't get the pussy around, what else are you going to do, man? And when you're traveling alone, like, what are you going to do, man? Well, you got to masturbate, man. Man, yeah, man, I go on adventures. Recently I went to fucking Turkey, man. I went to Turkey. You know where Turkey is?
Yeah, I know where Turkey is.
Do you know what's in Turkey?
People?
Fucking old shit, man. That's the cradle of life, bro. Fucking, you know Göbekli Tepe?
Yes, I do. I remember that.
Man, you learned that in, like, art history, right?
I learned that in world history and art history.
Yeah, man, I've been there. Yeah, I've been to Turkey. They might as well call it jerky. Because, man, I fucking savor the moment. I savor that shit so much.
So you're saying you jacked off into a turkey?
No. No, I'm talking about the country, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking about visiting Göbekli Tepe. Man, it was enlightening. I learned so much. Man, I've been traveling a lot. Do you ever travel?
I do when I can.
You do when you can?
I'm when I can.
When you can. You should do it more often, bro.
Should I masturbate?
Man, whatever flips your cookie, bro.
Where else have you masturbated?
Man, I masturbated all over the place, man. I've been to Rio de Janeiro, been to fucking Swiss Alps, man. I've been all over the place.
You masturbated on the Swiss Alps?
Bro, yeah.
Isn't it cold? How'd you get it up?
How'd I get it up?
Yeah.
Jumping jacks, bro. Jumping jacks and some penguin whores.
Penguin whores?
I'm kidding. There are no penguins in the Swiss Alps.
I know, that's why I was confused. Well, that and the fact that you called penguins whores.
Well, look at them! Fucking flaunting their shit all the time. Like, hey, let me give you a pebble. Oh, fucking sell your soul. For sex.
I don't know, that's how it works, but what's your favorite jack-off memory?
My favorite?
Where's the best place you've ever jacked off?
I don't know, man. Oh, dude. Oh, Tibet. Man, I went to Tibet on my way to Mount Everest, bro.
On your way, not on Mount Everest?
No, I travel the world, man. Let me tell you about this Tibet first. Yeah, I was on my way to Mount Everest. It's my goal, man. I want to go on Mount Everest, but, I mean, I just didn't have the hiking gear. I was just, like, on my way. So, yeah, man, I was on my way to the Himalayas, which is quite a journey. Stopped a few times along the way, but, you know what I mean, those are stories in themselves. And I'll tell you about those later. Maybe I'll stop by. Yo, you live here? Will you be here around the whole summer?
Yeah, this is my house.
Man, sweet, yeah. Sorry about, like, barging in, you know?
No, that's fine. I do have a door that says strangers welcome, and, I mean, there was...
Open door policy? The door policy.
Was literally open.
Open door policy. Man, I gotcha, man. It's a good policy, bro. Yeah. But, yeah, man, I'll tell you those stories later, but, yeah, stopped along the way. Yeah, cool. Either way, made port in India. Yeah, I sailed India and headed north through Tibet.
Right.
But there was a commotion. There was a commotion in, like, every street. Every street was, like, bustling and hustling.
Yeah.
Man, it was pretty cool. Now, mind you, this is mid-February when I got to Tibet. So I was kind of confused when people saying, like, Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Why would they say Happy New Year in February?
Well, little did I know, there's a thing called Losar. It's a thing called Losar in Nepal.
Losar?
And it's like the Tibetan Buddhist, like, Happy New Year. Yes, yeah, it's Buddhist Happy New Year. It was so chill, such a fantastic sight, such a beautiful culture.
Really?
Such an incredible journey. I was just so grateful I could take part of it, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they welcomed me as one of their own. So, yeah, so, I mean, I needed to savor it. I needed to savor it, so I slipped off when they were passing out dough balls, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
dough balls, that's one of their things. Like, the dough, inside they'll, it's kind of like their stockings for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Inside they'll put, like, wool or rice, which is good. Mm-hmm. But the bad kids get coal, just like fucking we do, man.
Do they have a Tibetan Santa Claus?
Man, they
is
no.
it a Yeti?
No, it's just fucking Buddhists. Like, Buddhists walking around in orange robes, bro. So, yeah, man, I was savoring that shit. Slipped off and did my little jerk time, and I was good, man. Enjoy the fuck out of that.
I feel like coal in Tibet would be a good gift. You want to keep warm, right? It's fucking freezing there.
Man, if you got coal in your dough, would you be happy?
Oh, mosh is in my dough. I didn't realize.
Man, I'd much rather have wool or rice in my dough.
Wool in your dough.
Wool in my dough.
Would you eat wool dough?
I'd eat the dough.
Where's wool dough? Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Man, he's probably somewhere in
Tibet.
He's in Tibet. The Himalayas. Man, you wanna go look for him again? You wanna fucking travel with me, bro?
You know, I'd love to travel with you. What? We'd both have to jack off. Would we jack each other off?
Nah, man. I mean, if you can find like a nice little lady, that'd be nice. But for me, I like to focus more on the travel. I like to focus more on the journey, and you know just. Enjoy myself in the moment, man. Mm-hmm. Just fucking whack off right there.
Have you whacked off the Eiffel Tower?
Man, I have.
Did you hit anyone?
Did I hit anyone? Oh, man. Well, there's... On the second story of the Eiffel Tower, little did I know, there's like a little glass plate, so you can't really throw anything down. So now there's just this cum fucking glob on the glass plate. If you look up, you can probably see it.
So there's just... To the common eye, there's just cum in air. Just like covering in air.
Fucking coming everywhere. What do you think, Chris?
I'm tired.
Chris is tired in other news. Me too.
Well, I don't want to keep y'all guys awake, so I'm gonna head out. Oh man, it's nice meeting you both of y'all.
It was nice to meet you, Josh. Chris just turned off the fan. Pisses me off.
Man, I felt really bad there for like a couple minutes ago.
Hey, Josh. That was really weird. I just met someone named Josh, and he told me about his stories, his endeavors of... He goes around the world, right? And he whacks off in different places. He came off the Eiffel Tower.
He came off the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, now there's just like cum like gliding there. I don't even know.
He sounds like a criminal. He sounds like a criminal.
Is that illegal?
All the... Shit! Although, I mean, that would be pretty fun to do.
I mean, not like traveling, the traveling part, not the jacking off on Eiffel Tower part.
That sounds like the best part.
No.
Wait, I have an idea. Listen. Okay, you've heard of extreme sports, right? Have you heard of XXX extreme sports? Just made it up right now.
Oh.
Just made it up
right now. I thought that was a thing. Like when people like open their buttholes up and have like a bowling ball pin.
It's probably
and they have to like grab it with their asshole and like walk like 50 meters and then drop it down on the other side without like letting it slip out.
Maybe it's a real thing, because I've definitely done that before. But,
Wait, bowling pins are huge.
I spent some time in prison, yeah.
Ooh.
No, none of that is true.
Hung like a moose.
But, listen, right. Here's my suggestion. We go to the Eiffel Tower, right? We get some fucking bungee cords. The loser is the last one to finish. You know what I'm saying?
Bungee cords?
Bungee cord masturbation.
So, we're, like, simultaneously?
Yeah, we jump down at the same time. And we have to look each other in the eye to make it more interesting.
But if we're on bungee cords, we'll be all like twisty and spinny and... We'll make it work.
We'll find a way. There's a way.
We'll like tape each other to each other. We'll like duct tape.
Yeah, dude, we'll just tape each other like right next to each other and share one bungee cord.
Okay. You can stop. You can stop now. You can stop now.
What's going on?
Well, I'm getting some business calls, but you know, I'm kind of sick of business. I'd rather travel the world and come on the Eiffel Tower, you know?
I'd like to come off the Great Wall of China.
Ooh, coming off the Great Wall of China. What do you think? That's probably pretty easy, because the Great Wall of China is really big. There are probably tourists in, like, you know,
they walk around, but they're not completely lining the whole wall.
Right.
So you could probably find a pretty
private spot. Yeah.
Yeah, nice little spot to slip
off.
And
I wonder what would be the hardest place to jack off in.
The hardest place?
Yeah.
Like, to get away with it?
Yeah.
Times Square, right on top of the billboard.
Right next to someone in Times Square.
No. New Year's Eve, riding the little ball that drops like freaking Miley Cyrus with your cock hanging out and being like, shh, and you time it. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year! When everyone's throwing their confetti, you're throwing your semen.
Not only did my pants just get smaller, but my bucket list got a little bigger. So.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea, pal.
If only we could find a way up on the ball. How do you... There's no way you can get up there.
Oh, really? I beg to differ.
Let's just say I
played a lot of Assassin's Creed.
Tell me your plan, sir.
So I'm basically an expert at free climbing, free running.
Free running? Don't you need safety equipment? Don't you need safety equipment to climb? Don't you wear a hard hat and, like, special gloves?
Yeah. If you're a pussy.
I guess you just wear your don't be a bitch gloves and just go for it, huh?
I literally wear a vest made out of the hide of a bear I slayed.
A bear.
And then I wear jean shorts, and I'm basically complete. No shoes.
Jean shorts. Hold on, Andrew. For 1 second, are you being serious about the jean shorts?
Do I look like I'm in your jokes? No, I'm just kidding. I also wear a Australian.
You're too tired to tell.
With a feather inside it, along with the jean shorts and the bear hide vest.
Okay.
I look like Crocodile Dundee, but like...
Crocodile Dundee.
Twice as sexy. Crocodile Dundee.
I guess the jean shorts would go with the whole repertoire.
All right? Yeah. If I wear a vest, I'll look like a snake charmer, first of all. Wear the jean shorts, I'll look like a sex icon. Wear the hat,
I'll just... And I'll be there standing on the sidelines just throwing snakes at you.
You know what I'll do?
Just to give you a challenge.
I'll stare them right in the eye, and they'll turn to stone in midair.
Reverse Medusa. Reverse Medusa?
How's it reverse Medusa?
Because she had the snakes.
Yeah, but... I guess I see how that's...
Oh, you know, yeah, Medusa. I guess, yeah.
But I'm doing
you
the
are
freezing.
Turning the...
I feel like reverse Medusa would imply that I'm turning myself into stone.
That'd be terrible. If you ever looked at something, you turned into stone.
Ever look at anything, you just have to walk around... Wait.
Just walk around like Cyclops with those
what
big goofy glasses on.
What if you were
willingly
blind? Like, you just walked around with your eyes closed at all times. So what would that be like? When you finally open your eyes, how vivid would it be, you think?
If you, like, close your eyes long enough to, like, forget what sight was.
Dude, have you heard of a sensory deprivation chamber?
Yeah, I want to do that so bad.
Yes, right? Okay, so, like, I watched Rhett and Link. Do you know who they are?
No.
They're two guys, and they make YouTube videos together. They have this show called Good Mythical Morning.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
People point me to them. They're like, oh, you're doing a podcast? You should do it just like these guys. I'm like, no, I'm my own fucking man.
Yeah, we're unique.
Fucking unique. Fist bump.
Wait. What is it? Pound it? Lock it.
Put it in your pocket?
No. It's on.
Sorry.
God damn it.
You should stop being so tired, asshole.
Oh, yeah. Give me a pound. Lock it down. Break the pickle. Tickle. Yeah.
Wasn't that in Love Groove?
Yeah, I watched that today, dude. That's what I've been quoting this whole time.
Really?
When I said, oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
Eating ain't cheating. Eating ain't cheating. And liquor in the front, poker in the back.
Oh.
If your Uncle Jack helped you off an elephant, would you help your Uncle Jack off an elephant?
I would.
If your Uncle Jack held you off an elephant, would you help your Uncle Jack off an elephant? There we go.
I would.
Would you have to incorporate the mouth, you think?
Dude,
ride an elephant dick? How big are they?
I don't know.
How thick are they?
Well, radius? I mean, just in case I put a bowling pin right in the
elephant's asshole?
Elephant's asshole. Just in case it's kinky. Just in case it wants to.
Do you think elephants like that? Do you think elephants, like, do butt stuff?
They have long enough trunks for it.
They like butt stuff.
Do you think they give reach arounds with those trunks?
I think they do.
I would, dude. They probably...
Dude, wait. That's a legit question. Like, they don't have opposable thumbs, but they have, like, long snake-like trunks that can, like, wrap around the dick and just work it.
Like trunk jobs? T-jobs? TJ?
TJs?
TJ.
I have a friend named TJ.
Oh, well, now we know where
you're
going.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Trunk job.
Dude, I like TJs, but they're not as good as the BJ.
Oh, what's a BJ?
Is that
dude? It's like super complicated. I don't think you're fat. Yeah, BJ enough to get
is blowjobs. TJ switch trunk jobs. Is VJ vagina job or?
I mean, yeah, kind of, but it's not what you think.
Well, like, what is it?
Well, like, tell me what you think it is. I'll tell
just
you.
Sex.
Not even. Not.
Not. So, not really. No.
No.
What is so, that? What like, is it, bro?
It's this thing, right?
Yeah.
For a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's butt naked.
Oh, she's butt naked.
So first of all, that's a win-win. Then.
Win-win. Butts and nakedness.
Wait. Listen. It gets better. You get her in the bed. She's butt naked. First of all, you got to start off with a Dutch oven.
Huh?
Right? You fart. Put that thing out.
Oh, okay.
And you cover it. And yeah. So, what does she do, naturally? She
slaps you and then calls you a whore and leaves
no,
you?
No, she gets you back. She queefs.
Ooh.
Gives you a Dutch oven that way. Using what? Her vagina. You duh. Then, she starts rubbing on you, butt naked. You're both butt naked by now. She has rubbing to eat you. She has to eat your pants off, though.
So I'm wearing edible pants, or just well, no, she eats my pants?
She doesn't necessarily have to consume them. She just has to use her teeth to remove them, with some tearing involved.
I would love for a girl to just eat my pants. Maybe I'm just looking for a goat as a relationship partner. I just want to date a goat.
Would the goat
eat all my clothes?
Would the goat bite your dick though?
Nah, I'd turn that bitch around.
Oh my gosh! So
it's like my Scottish roots.
That reminds me. I was watching this, you know Vice, right? This documentary. There's a village somewhere in South America where the men, like, have sex with, you know, like, sheep. They're, like, all goat fuckers. And some guys, donkeys. And some guys prefer the donkeys.
Donkey fucker. To the women.
Yeah. This one guy was like, yeah, I take my donkey out every day to the state. And he's married. He's like, yeah, I have sex with my donkey, not my wife. There was, like, a little boy who was, like,
that's
yeah.
That's really funny.
He was explaining how he did. He was, like, 12 years old. He was, like, oh, yeah, like, I had sex with the donkey.
My donkey don't complain. My donkey, I feed my donkey, does its own thing, and it'll leave.
That's disgusting.
Wife will not feed it, like, that way.
No, just the thought of, like, fucking a donkey.
Ah, donkey.
Hey, donkey, what are you doing? Get all up in my swamp.
I'm sucking your dick, motherfucker.
Okay, you can do that. You know what though? A VJ.
Oh yeah,
only my second favorite sex. Oh yeah, and you have to finish with a Simba. If you don't know what a Simba is, well,
Urban Dictionary is the thing.
Yeah, there you go. we'll just let you do some outside research on that.
Research, yes. Chris, do not tell them what a Simba is. I know you're the expert. Please.
He's dying to. He's itching.
Do not release to our public.
He's most certainly not on his phone right now, texting people or otherwise ignoring us.
He's on his tablet doing
the opposite of that.
Research.
He's getting money. He says.
He's getting money. He's
getting
not,
money for us.
Not fucking bitches. He's actually researching the meaning of the universe and getting money.
True. So, as I was saying, the VJ is only my second favorite.
What's your first move?
There's this thing called the Golden Walk.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, you know, let me call my friend over to explain it.
Okay, yeah. Who's your friend?
Hey, Dim Sum.
Yeah,
come over here.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. How are you? Yes. Nice to see you again. Bow. Yeah, nice to see you.
What
was it?
Dim Sum.
Dim Sum?
Dim Sum, right?
Dim Sum. My name is Dim Sum. You remember my name? I will not be angry at you.
Dim Sum, yeah, sure. Tell us about the Golden Walk.
Oh, the Golden Walk. Oh, my goodness. It is the most sacred of ancient Chinese ritual. So, first thing you need to know, it is a sexual practice, and it happens to the emperor's daughter. It happens to the princess. Now, this happens every 1,000 years when we have to defend the city. It's a ritual to defend the city from the great dragon, the great fire dragon.
Do you guys still do this today?
Oh, yes.
When's the last time you did it?
2000.
The year 2000?
Year 2000 AD.
2000 AD. So,
2000 AD. So, don't make fun of my accent, no.
Sorry, I apologize.
Stop
Stop.
You're a bad man.
So that means...
Stop. No.
Okay, so tell us how it goes.
Well, first, she has to venture all the way across the land. And the villagers from all over the China line up, get in single file line.
In single file line?
Single file.
Just like single file, like one by one.
Yes! Stop You understand what I'm saying. Yes, I, you understand.
Yeah, we understand.
Keep I'm going, sorry, pal. Will. Get your hand out of your pants. It's dead. Stop. Stop that. Stop now. Stop. You're a bad man for doing that. Hey, stop now. Violence is a bad. Violence is a
bad. You're hitting me.
Will, I am a punishing you. I'm a punish you.
Who are you to punish me?
I am a warrior of a spirit.
All right, well, continue. So it's
my duty.
All the villagers line up single file.
Yes, and the princess, she walked past, and they all stick at the penis inside her, and it's all a big gangbang. Why you ref at this? Why you ref?
Sorry.
Is this a funny voice? This is my culture.
I don't mean to insult your traditions.
I've had my fair share of the Golden Walk. I am lucky enough to rev past the 2000 AD mark.
So, wait.
But I'm not finished.
Wait, she gets gangbanged by
their entire country.
Oh, China, the entire nation.
Entire empire.
Are there like a billion people there?
There's so many people.
Men and women or both?
Where all the women have to hide.
Why?
Because strap-ons are too expensive.
Oh, okay.
Strap-ons are too expensive for them. But sometimes the rich women, the women who are married to the good husband who provide lots of money for them, they buy them a nicer strap-on and they participate too. They get a Sharpie, they draw on a little mustache and they participate too.
Alright, so then
pretend to be the man.
What happens every gangbang?
Well, there she is. She's all covered in the semen. Now she has to walk up the steps of the palace. Walk up the steps the whole way. All the way to the tower. And at this point, she's painted gold. That's why it's called the Golden Walk.
Oh, it's the Golden Walk of Shame.
The Golden Walk of Shame is up the stairs. And she lives in the tower for the rest of her days. And that is how we fight the dragon.
How does that fight the dragon?
Because the dragon will not come if the princess is in the tower. All covered in gold and cum.
Does he smell it or what?
Why you question me? You stopping it. Just stop questioning my culture.
Stop hitting me, man.
Not to raise a fist against me.
That's a double standard.
No, I'm a warrior. I'm a spiritual warrior.
You're a spiritual warrior?
Spiritual warrior.
Well, what do you fight?
I fight the bad vices. I fight vices and the bad things. Bad people. Bad men like you.
I'm not a bad man.
Stop now, you're a bad man.
I'm not a bad man.
Stop now. You do not deny your nature. You do not deny. Your culture is Hippocratic and corrupt.
You said it.
Hypocritic.
We're hypocritical?
Hypocrisy.
How are we hypocritical?
Because you preach us peace and stuff and you cuss. You cuss bad. And you drive over the speed limit. And you use drugs.
How is that hypocritical?
Because you have laws against them and you still do it anyway.
Well, you don't think every culture breaks rules?
No, we do not break a rule.
What happens if you break rules?
You die.
How do you die? Golden Walk?
A terrible death.
What describe it.
Slow.
That's
a
it?
A slow death.
Well, what do they do?
I'm not the executioner. You need to talk to him.
Where is he?
I do not have his contact on me right now. You stop. Stop. You do not question me. My culture is perfect.
Well, that's debatable. Some people may disagree with that.
Do you want to die?
Is that a threat?
No. I'm trying to save your soul.
Save my...
You are the bad man and I try to save you.
How are you going
to
save me?
By teaching you the right way. And punishing you. How many hands you have? How many hands do you have?
Two.
You have two? You still have a two hand.
Yes.
Well, you are fucked up. I can promise you are fucked up sometime in your life. And your master has been grateful and very... What's the word? Merciful.
Merciful.
Not cut off your hand. Your father.
My father?
Your father.
Mm.
Yes. Well, you are asleep on me. I will read now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, see Dim Song. It was good.
Fuck you. That guy was kind of rude.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
It's weird how he has a death sentence in his country for doing, like, little things, and he's criticizing us for speed limits.
You know, that's the thing, right? Different countries are taught patriotism, which in turn makes you believe that yours is better than others. So anything other than what's yours, it automatically seems, you know, stupid, unnecessary, or whatever.
I guess it's cultural relativism. I learned about that in sociology class.
Oh. Ooh. How'd you like that class?
It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those really easy classes that you don't pay attention to, so you don't give a shit about.
Mm-hmm. That actually sucks.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. All right, bitches. Well, it's about time to wrap this hoe up. So, this is Josh and...
Andrew.
And...
Chris.
Say it louder.
Chris.
Say it with pride.
Wait, everybody hates
Chris.
Hey.
Adios.